I've got Christine and Wayne Trott in the studio. Morning, guys.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So you guys, they've just dumped a great pile of medals on the desk here in the studio. So how many medals did you guys win between you?
We ended up with 10 medals.
10 medals?
Four silver and one bronze.
Yeah.
Christine ended up with three silver and two bronze.
And was that roughly what you thought would happen?
I was hoping for a gold, but never mind. Whangaroa did come through with some gold. Conan Herbert, that makes the Thai paddles, he got gold with Nahoi Horo, his club team up north. And Aaron Kiriopa's boy, Kai Tafiti, got a gold with a Gisborne.
Two golds, club. Christine saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two golds. So, and you were at the World Wakaama competition, is that what we're calling it?
The World VAR Sprints.
Okay.
Eaton Dorney, Lake Dorney, that was in Windsor.
Okay. And how long has this event been going?
I think it was the 19th.
It was the 19th one? Okay. Yeah. There's things happening around the world you don't always know until something like this comes up. So is it the first time you guys have been?
No, it was about our third time to the Worlds.
We've okay.
been twice to Tahiti for long distance and World Sprints.
Okay. So you knew pretty much what you were in for and how hard you'd have to work and all that sort of thing?
Apart from the torture by plane ride.
How I've heard people missing connecting flights and things a lot these days with the disruptions. How was it for you guys?
No, it was pretty straight through. No time to muck around. You just straight off one plane onto another.
And
so we stopped Kuala Lumpur, refueled, never got off the plane. Through to Dubai, and then from Dubai to Heathrow.
That is so. That's pretty non-stop. Yeah, that's exhausting, eh, when they do that to you. 24-hour.
Didn't feel it on the way over, but certainly on the way back. This time, you know, I didn't get jet lag over there, but certainly taking all week to get over it.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe you're feeling pretty pumped when you got there, like ready to race and all that, excited. So, is it unusual for the event to be held over in the other side of the world? I would have thought the centre of the world for competition would be in the Pacific.
This is the first time it's ever been held in Europe.
Yeah.
So it's good for the recognition of the sport, getting it out there.
Yeah.
The Europeans have been paddling for quite some time, so there's, you know, good representation of countries, Canada and Hawaii and Australia and New Zealand.
And it's the sprints, so how long are they?
250-metre, 500-metre, 1,000-metre turn races and 1,500-metre turn races.
I'd never seen the turn races until I watched, I think I saw Kai's race on Facebook, and I was like, what are they all doing? And then they're going back for more. How hard is the turn?
It takes a whole team to turn a waka, and if you're all in tune, it's relatively easy. The lighter the crew, the better.
Yeah.
So the younger guys that are lighter, they turn way better.
Get some skinny.
Heavier the crew, the harder it is.
The skinny guys on there.
Hmm.
So you're racing as part of a team or as an individual?
Both.
Both, okay.
Individual New Zealand para team, and I was with the Taranaki Master Men's crew as well.
Okay. Is it just hard to practice as a New Zealand team?
Yeah, very. We had three training camps. We don't really get together a lot because we're from all over the country.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Quite hard to get that time together.
And Christine, your races, they individual and team as well?
Yes, I had two individual races and then did the three team races. So one race was the W12, where they put two six-man walkers together, and then you race together. Then we had the turn race, and then you have the straight 500. And then we did the individual was 250 straight and 500.
Okay, and how do they classify? Like, I know with the Paralympics, like, there's this complicated classification system that I don't really understand. Is it the same for Waka?
Yes, it is. It's goes all the way from VL1s right through to VL4s, and me with a less disability than like most of them in wheelchairs and that.
Yeah.
But you've got to have a few more able-bodied to help out.
Yeah.
So
how do you describe
your... So I'm a VL4, which is the highest number. And then each waka has to... There's a limit on number, so you can only have like 18 points.
Okay.
So you can't stack them with all good paddlers.
Reasonably
you
able
have to
paddlers,
have
yeah.
Paddlers with more disabled.
Yeah, and so how do you describe your disability?
Just a below knee amputation.
Below knee amputation. And Christine, for you?
Oh, I've got an arthrodes leg, which means that I have no knee, and so it's just straight.
Okay. So that's. I was just watching you come up the stairs here. The stairs were a bit of an annoyance, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And going down, going up, yeah.
Yeah, at your place, I presume, no stairs.
Just a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So when did you guys first get into paddling?
Some 8 years ago, I think it was for me. I was just down by the Wakas one day and
yeah.
Aaron Kiriopa asked me to if I'd like to come out for a paddle and
yeah.
Start it all from there. And then it's quite a exciting sport and I like it for the fact that I can't walk very well, but it
yeah.
Gives you some fitness and helps, you know, like wear yourself out a bit so you sleep better at night.
Yeah, yeah. When did you discover that you were... Well, when did you first race and why did you enter your first actual competition?
I thought it was just part of the sport.
Okay, it's just kind of that's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enter races and see where you are in the level of things with everybody else.
Okay. And same for you, Christine?
Oh, well, Wayne had been selected to do the long distance in Tahiti and... One of the female paddlers that were in the crew, her father got really ill and she had to donate one of her kidneys to him.
Oh, wow.
And so that was only 8 weeks before they were scheduled to leave. And so they were really struggling to get another woman.
Yeah.
And so they asked me and I said, oh, I suppose so. And so then I just focused on trying to learn how to paddle and... try my best.
So you hadn't paddled at that point?
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Are you guys kind of competitive, do you feel? Or did you discover you were competitive?
I've always been quite competitive myself.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Had you done sport when you were younger? And
yeah, roller hockey.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Football and, yeah.
Yeah, okay, normal stuff.
Normal stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You, Christine?
Yes, yeah. When I was at school, I did as many sports as possible. Yeah, represented schools and running and basketball and things like that. Yeah, and I've always been more of a team player.
You know?
I like being in a team and supporting each other and trying to get the best out of everybody that's involved.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't really make the decision to go and compete. It was made for you in a lot of ways, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but it was an awesome experience. And once you sort of catch the bug of paddling, it's very hard to say no.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got over there. We're sort of like a big family. Everyone supports everybody,
yeah.
You know, and helps everyone to sort of deal with whatever they're dealing with their physical disabilities. And we were very fortunate this year where we had three really awesome support people involved in getting, because a lot of the paddlers have to have seats put into their walkers so
yeah.
That they have that extra bracing to hold them in place so they can put more power into what they're doing. And
yeah.
And we didn't have to do this help with that this year, so that
right.
Was really nice. We were just there to be able to paddle and focus on what we needed to do, not have to rush and get the seats organised and all the rest of it. And it just made it a lot more pleasant.
So, because how much do the legs normally have to do with paddling?
You drive down through your legs. It's
yeah.
has quite a lot to do with the power of
yeah.
in the waka. Whereas, you know, like the Most of our team are in wheelchairs, so they need the seats strapped in, and then they're strapped in to the seats to hold them upright, or they'll just flop over.
Right, okay. So it's all happening in their torso then, like their stomach muscles must be very strong, I imagine, to make it. Although, any paddler's going to be having strong stomach muscles, I imagine.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to go back again, do you reckon? The sort of wry smiles here.
Long distance is more my thing, so I'm probably keen to go to Samoa to the World Long Distance Champs.
Yeah, so how long is long distance?
Probably 24 kilometres.
Wow. Is that like running a marathon?
Pretty close.
Can you compare? I don't suppose you've run a marathon, that's a silly question. But do people say it's kind of similar in terms of endurance?
I would think so, yeah. Local team, we've done 42 kilometre change races up in Auckland and 36K Ironman. But it takes a little bit to get the body ready for a race like that.
Mm. What was you just do endurance practicing when you're looking at something like that. How do you practice for the sprints?
Just high intensity.
Okay.
Do
you have, is there a coach around?
And recovery. Yeah, we had Karina Gage, which is, she coaches a lot of people, and we're pretty lucky here in Raglan. We've got Daniel Cadiopa, Ultimate Waterman. We've got Aaron, who's a really good paddler. We've got Dave Cameron, he's a personal coach and things like that. You know, a lot of people around supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does it take... How many, leading up to a big event like that, how many hours a week are you putting in for the training?
Probably paddle 3-4 times a week.
Okay. But because you've got to look after...
Recovery.
Recovery, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, yeah. When you've run one of those big marathon events, what's the recovery, after the event, how tired are you and how long is the recovery?
It can take somebody, I'm getting... a little bit older than most of them, so it takes me a little bit longer. Probably 4 days or so to...
Okay.
4 or 5 days to recover from something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember, did you say you do the long events as well, Christine?
Oh, I did the first time when I got thrown in deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I quite like it, and I'm hoping to train and maybe... do long distance in the single rudderless.
Yeah,
I'll give it a go.
So how unexpected is this for you guys, all of this happening at this stage of your lives? How unexpected?
Quite unexpected. I never thought I'd be doing it, but I never started till I was 51.
Right, that's the age I am now.
late start in life, but never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how were you filling your time before that?
I'm just busy with children, bringing up the kids and work.
Are you done bringing up the kids? Is this
they've
got a bit of time?
Moved on. We've got 9 grandkids now.
Really? Are the kids surprised at this turn of events? I know it's old news now for them, but
I think it. Yeah, I don't think they'd be surprised. They always knew that. You know, we try, and I think people with disabilities try harder than most people.
When did it happen?
35 years ago.
Okay, so you've had a long time to get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Were you particularly sporty at the time, and was that a trial?
It was kind of hard to get used to. I think the things that you are unable to do.
Yeah.
It's quite frustrating, but you try and pick up with other things and that are important in your life.
Mm. Is the technology around prosthetic legs, has that improved over that time?
I think there's a little bit out there, but they don't like giving them to me because I break them.
You break them. you can have the robust, low-tech model. Yeah. For your trip, did you guys get some support to get over there as well?
Yeah. So lucky being in a little town like Raglan, Whangarei, the support out there with our local waka members and that they helped with fundraising and give a little page. And
just
a small community. I mean, I don't think you get the same in a big city, but
yeah, you get kind of lost in the crowd, as it were. And you were just telling me, just because we're looking at the surf before we went on the air, that you guys actually take the waka out and get in amongst the waves. What's that like?
Yeah, it's it just gives you a whole nother level to paddling, really. It puts the fun in it. Like, a lot of it's quite serious and quite competitive and hard work, but that puts the fun element in it. And I think we're one of the only crews, like Team Neki Neki, we've paddled from Kaffir back to Raglan.
Really?
There's no races really held on the West Coast because of the conditions.
So that's open sea. You must have to pick your day a little bit carefully.
Yeah, normally between Christmas and New Year's that we do that paddle.
Right. So is that just a casual annual event?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christine, you go out in the open sea?
No, I haven't yet. Yeah. I've been out Mount Maunganui, out that way when we've had training camps in the past, and it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Are the events sometimes held in, like, we only see it within the harbour here, and I don't go to Wakama events anywhere else. Do they sometimes hold them out in the open sea? Is that quite common?
Yeah, most of them are.
Most of them, okay. All right, there you go. There's my level of knowledge. It's very weather condition dependent.
Yes.
Yeah, when the waves are chopped up and it's kind of borderline, how hard is it to, like, does it slow you down? Does it just make it difficult?
It definitely makes it a longer race, and definitely harder.
Yeah, who does the steering?
I'm the steerer.
You're the one?
And I do quite a bit of steering in the para crew and with our local team here, but yeah, go out and do single races as well. And that sort of stuff, like the New Zealand Aitor, which is a rudderless race held up in Auckland.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever had good conditions for that one yet.
So I guess the worse the conditions, the more time you spend steering and less time paddling?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you get complaints from the guys in front? Put some more effort in?
Not really.
Not really? No. Not seriously?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So how long have you been back? How many?
We got back Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you been out for a paddle since you got back?
Sunday I did 15Ks.
All right.
Tuesday I did 6.5, and yesterday I did another 10.
My father, who was a school principal, and he used to like running just to like leave everything behind, all the people always bothering him. Is there a element of that when you're doing that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, because the concentration levels have to be high, or if you're not concentrating and you get an unexpected wave, you could be swimming.
Okay. Is swimming all right for you, bearing in mind you've only got one leg to kick?
I like to sit on top and paddle.
That's a strategy. Have you had to do that?
A few times, yes.
Yeah. Was that much of a consideration going in the water for you? Or both of you, actually?
No, I've always liked the water.
Okay, well, you've always been in it anyway, so it wasn't like a new thing. Same for you, Christine.
Yeah, no, yeah. Love the water.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, it's been really nice to talk to you guys, and great to see the success, and I'm hoping to get Kai in for a chat as well and talk to Aaron about that. So that would be really awesome. He's someone I've known, like watching him grow up. He's a similar age to my girls. So, yeah, it's kind of cool being part of a small community and seeing that happening, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, really enjoy it. Have a look. Thanks for coming in, and good luck for the future. And new event? Any more events coming up soon?
Long distance nationals.
When's that?
That's up
7th of October.
October up in Waitangi. Up
okay.
North.
Well, good luck for that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron.